Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. When he lifted me up and I was up against the back wall of the shower, and I was just sliding up and down on his cock. It wasn't angry hate sex, but there was a lot of tension there. Why am I always pushing to want to get in trouble? I don't know, but it's like, I am. I can't help it. He brings that out in me. Well, hello again, everyone. Okay, I'm going to jump right in because I've got some really exciting announcements. Well, what I think are exciting. First of all, I'll drop a little bombshell. So I did the other day buy a whole new microphone and like boom arm setup for my podcasting. So what does that tell you? I bought a new microphone. That means that there's going to be more podcasting coming after the 31st. Also, I have a new, an app coming out. So you can listen to the Curious Girl Diaries on the app. Now, the cool thing about this app is that you'll be able to also text me and I'll be able to do live broadcasts as well. So I'm hoping to really kind of expand and change the way that the podcasts have been delivered and do some live broadcasting, which should be a lot of fun. I'm hoping to have more interviews. Exactly the parameters of all the context of the show and how I'm going to move it forward, that's still, I'm still working out the kinks on that. But you know what? I'll still be there. It's still going to be all the fun, crazy shenanigans, you know, me with my pleasing personality and sexy talk and, you know, all the stuff that you've come to love about the Curious Girl, that'll still be there. With the exception of, again, you'll probably have a little more access to me because you'll be able to direct message me through the app. We can chat. And then also the live broadcast. So I'm kind of excited. I just, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on and I've kind of been mulling over these ideas for a while. I'm also starting to collaborate with another gentleman, and he is kind of starting his, you know, moving what he has in a different direction as well and expanding his reach out to podcasting. And I just think that there's going to be a lot of great opportunities for he and I to collaborate. So it's kind of exciting. I was waiting for this. I needed the opportunity to get re-energized about the Curious Girl Diaries and, you know, what should come next. It will probably be less, just to warn you, it will probably be less about my reporting of what I'm doing sexually. I mean, that'll still be part of it. Don't get me wrong, but it won't be the main emphasis all the time. You know, I was feeling a lot of pressure to maintain that. And the truth is that sort of pushed me, you know, I was starting to feel like, okay, I'm going to have to be someone that I'm not, you know, I'm going to have to sort of turn myself into this crazy fuck machine when, you know, sometimes I am a crazy fuck machine, but if I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. So it ebbs and it flows. And I didn't want to be under the constant pressure of having to, you know, perform or go out there to basically produce content. So, you know, that's not an option. So anyway, that's my big announcement. I'm pretty excited about it. I think that, you know, it'll still allow me the fun outlet to stay in contact with everybody and still have fun with the show and the Curious Girl Diaries and just have it and also but with less pressure on me. And I think the live broadcasting aspect is going to be really, really fun and interesting. And hopefully I'll as I get more familiar with that, you know, I'll find a way to be able to bring people on and maybe have live questions and things like that. So there's just, it's expanding. It's changing and expanding. So this is a good thing. Okay. Now on to today's big topic. So I said I would go over my summer slash fall with Cowboy N, because we saw each other quite a bit, and I could not have literally sat and written about all of it. And as I've really, really come to accept, as much as it pains me, but maybe not paining you guys because your eyeballs bleed when you read my articles, but I'm just terrible at writing. I'm a terrible writer. I do have the gift of gab, but I'm not a good writer. So I'm going to, I kind of want to go back over that really fast, because some people do say they think that they like my writing. I don't know. I think they're crazy. I'm certainly way more critical of my writing than I am of my podcast. The podcasts are just meant to be off the cuff. You know, it's unscripted. I just open my yap and let it all fly out. The writing is really laborious for me. It will take me hours and hours to complete one, you know, maybe one, you know, just one. And the proofreading and all that, you know, and I've seen some bloggers that just, they truly, truly have a gift. I mean, when they write, it's amazing. It takes you someplace. You are affected by it. I'm nowhere even remotely on that playing field, nor have I ever pretended that I thought I was. But as time went on, and the more I did it, and I just realized, boy, this is just adding more to my plate than I really care to do. And I think it was also kind of one of the things that was, I was finding less desirable about doing all this podcasting and such, is that, you know, when it starts to kind of feel like work and it's not something that's just fun and to do, then, you know, then you're going to start not wanting to do it. So that being said, don't expect any more blog articles blogged from me, but I'm going to change the podcasting and the live and start doing live broadcasts. And I think that's going to, you know, I'm taking something away, but I'm adding something. So I think moving forward, this next year is going to be fun, which, by the way, I will commit to one more year. I'll do this another year there. I've said it, just the podcasting. And again, it'll be under a different format. So, you know, it's not going to be exactly the same. I'm not doing my sexual road trip anymore per se. That part, you know, is up. But anything that I do manage to do fun and exciting, because of course I'm still going to be very sexual, that'll be in there. It's just not going to be, I won't have so much pressure on myself to, you know, do it when I'm not feeling it, I guess, is the best way to put it. So, okay, on to the part of the show that I wanted to get to, and that is my adventures with Cowboy N. I'd say I had a very fun summer and fall with him. You guys got to hear about that in the last podcast I did with him, the most recent one. That was kind of the kickoff of the summer shenanigans. And you can, you know, it was kind of interesting because what the feedback I got from this, people were really starting to see the dynamic between he and I. It's one thing to try to explain it, but then when you hear it between two people, you can kind of understand that there's the chemistry there. There's also the oil and water kind of mixture going on there, which it just definitely is. But hopefully, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, go ahead, you know, click back a few podcasts. It's I think it's called In Bed with Cowboy N. Give that a listen, and it'll kind of give you an idea about how it is between he and I. Okay. But the first time, so that trip that when I went out there, that the one where we're podcasting, you know, that was kind of an interesting trip, because for me anyway, I think for the first time, I really kind of relaxed with him. I know in the podcast, he thinks I got relaxed like on date number two. I'm like, no. It took me a year. And I'm still sort of relaxing with him. But some of the things that, you know, that were different was we did the shower sex, which of course I talked about. I don't know how we missed that before, the shower sex. Let's just get into that, because man, oh man. You know, he was taking a shower and I needed to take a shower. So of course I got in there with him, and I'm just thinking, we're just going to be, you know, we're just sort of saving water here. We're getting in. And then of course, you know, things start happening, and sex and water feels really good. Warm water feels really good. I don't know what it is about it. If you've ever had hot tub sex, it just feels great. All that water swirling around, you're warm. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It just feels really good. And, you know, we did several different positions in the shower, but I think for me, the best one was when he lifted me up and I was up against the back wall of the shower, and I was just sliding up and down on his cock, but I was also grinding my clit like on his pubic bone. Oh my God. It felt so fucking good. And despite my fear, my every time he picks me up, well, especially now in the shower, I'm like, oh my Lord, please do not slip. I mean, I'm just envisioning us falling and breaking something, you know, and how embarrassing is this going to be? Who's going to come and get us? What position are they going to find us in? I'm sorry. I mean, this kind of shit does roll through my head. It's only a split second of while I'm enjoying my fucking, but yes, it did roll through there. So he's lifting me up, you know, the water's on us. I'm just looking right at him. He's kind of, you know, moving me up and down on his cock, but I'm working too. I'm using my arms. I'm flexing. I'm straining. I'm grinding. And when you can just, and so I feel somewhat weightless. I mean, he's definitely doing, you know, 90 to 95% of the work. But when you're able to just kind of be bounced up and down on someone's cock when you're kind of weightless like that, it feels so good. The other thing is that I can, because I think just of the angle, you know, I can, it feels to me, now he may say, no, I wasn't all the way in, but it felt like he was all the way in. Now, there have been times where I thought he was all the way in. He's like, no, let me show you. And then he has gone all the way in. I'm like, oh, okay, you're right. Ouch. Okay, you're not all the way in. But for me, in my fantasy world, let's just say that I was all the way down to the base of that cock, and it felt so good. And just hitting my clit, and then also right there, you know, just I was able to tip my pelvis and just get right where I needed on my G-spot. And for me, that's kind of, it's not sort of directly almost like in a leaned back position, like if I was on my back where he could just go. I sort of tip my tailbone back a little bit away from him, and that just, there's a space right between where my clit is all the way down to my G-spot. So if you kind of drew a straight line, that zone right there, I don't know what we call that zone. That zone right there, super sensitive. Sometimes I can just like stick my finger just right there. It's not even in, but if I put enough pressure kind of almost right before my finger were to go inside me and just slightly ahead of my G-spot, that area right there is so crazy sensitive. And sometimes if I'm just masturbating myself, if I just put my finger right there, or even if I'm using a dildo or something like that, if I just put pressure on that area right there, oh man, it's over. It is fucking over. So back to the proper tipping there. That's what just gets me. And yeah, that with the hot water and just kind of like, you know, going for it and, you know, being right there, like face to face while it's happening. Oh, I mean, I don't know. I came a lot in that goddamn shower, and it was good. It's really fucking good. And then I couldn't believe it. I was like, why the hell haven't I done this sooner? Why didn't I do this? Well, and as he'll tell you in the podcast we subsequently recorded, it's because I fucking run. Well, I'm not doing that anymore. I'll tell you, that was amazing. Really. I mean, I will be living on that memory for quite a while. I replay that if I'm masturbating. It's one of my go-tos. The other interesting thing that kind of came out of that trip was just some, you know, like I said, with me getting more relaxed with him. When I'm first seeing someone, and it takes me a long time to be comfortable sleeping in the same bed with them. I don't know why. A lot of times with people, I stay on my own side. Okay, we had sex, now I'm on my own side. Don't touch me. I just want to sleep. With him, I'm more kind of snuggled up, but it always kind of seems like, even if I'm on, somebody's touching somebody. There's always some kind of a foot, a leg. There's some kind of connection going on, regardless of how close we're sleeping or far apart we're sleeping. There's some sort, you know, there's something. Now, part of it too is he doesn't realize this, but maybe I've told him this. You know, sometimes it's fucking cold and I'm cold and he's always hot. So he likes the room cold and I don't like that. But if I'm trying to be accommodating and I'm keeping the room cold, then I kind of have to. This forces me over to the warm spot, and that's where he is. So in some ways, I was sort of forced out of my, okay, I'll sleep on my side of the bed, you sleep on your side of the bed. I was forced out of that norm because I'm fucking cold, and there is little in this world that I hate more than being cold. But that's part of what I think is driving, I'll say 35% of it. Now the other 65 is, you know, yeah, I mean, I like to snuggle, you know, I mean, I do. I like, it feels good. You know, it's like, it's great to be wrapped up, you know, around each other and entangled and surprisingly enough, I mean, I sleep really well like that, where it's, again, like I said, with some people, it's just like, nope, can't, no, I won't be able to sleep at all, you know. And I think if you've, some of the podcasts I've talked about that, you know, I've talked about where, you know, I'll spend the night with someone. I'm like, I can't, I just didn't sleep all night. You know, I mean, I'll get up super early and go. And partly that's the part of the reason for fucking and running is because I just know I'm not gonna be able to fall asleep. And I don't want to sit there staring at the ceiling, tossing and turning, having the shitty night's sleep where I can go and get in my own bed and, you know, and have a good night's sleep after great sex. So that's kind of my, yeah, that's kind of my thing. The second trip we did was a road trip. I actually rode through, two or three states, maybe three, with Cowboy N, just he and I, and we didn't kill each other. Now, the funny thing about that is I drink a lot of water, about a gallon a day. I'll break for a little public service announcement on that. I swear it's the fountain of youth. People drink your water. I know. Everybody thinks it's just like people that nag you to drink water that were annoying. But I'm telling you, we know something that you don't. I mean, your skin stays looking great and fabulous and soft and you're regular. You know, I mean, it regulates everything in your body. So let's just call it a real good thing. So I like to drink a lot of water, and obviously when you're road tripping, that's a problem. So what ended up happening was I was drinking my water and I had to pee so fucking bad, but I didn't want to keep asking him to pull over. And so I would hold it as long as I could. And I was just like miserable. And I think even at one point I'm like, okay, I can't listen to the music he's listening to and have to pee this bad. So I just put my own damn headphones on. And I'm like, this will sort of take my mind off the fact that I have to pee so bad. And he's probably like, what the hell is this bitch doing? She's put on her own headphones. Like, does she not want to, is she being antisocial? I just had to pee so bad. And I was afraid. It's like, you know, like, dad, you're afraid to say, can I go to the bathroom? Because I think at that point we'd already stopped a couple times. I'm like, I got to try to hold it. So I did try to hold it. But you know, it's interesting how if you can spend that kind of time together, like just where you're just, you know, you're sitting in the car, we're not talking the whole time. We're talking some of the time. We're listening to music. I'm, you know, checking out the scenery, all that. I even, you know, was doing some work on my iPad. But, you know, it says something when you can just relax and just be, you know, just be in someone else's space, and they're in your space, and you're in their space. And not only that, we're in a confined space. We're in a, you know, his truck tootling across, you know, several states. So it was fun. I mean, I love to road trip. So for me, you know, that was fun. Now, when we did end up getting to our final destination, the whole trip was fun, but the standout for me, and we did manage to have a couple little squabbles too, as we usually do, but I don't know why I'm going to blame it on him. It's all his fault. If he wouldn't push my buttons, we wouldn't have our tense moments. But anyway, see, it's my podcast, so I get to say whatever the fuck I want. The last night that I was there, we went out to dinner, and then we were having a little squabble, and then we came back and we were just talking, and then we started having sex, and I swear to God, it was so fucking hot. It was just, it wasn't angry hate sex, but there was a lot of tension there, and it was heated, and you know, it was a lot of him taking control, you know, fucking my face, fingering, you know, with making me squirt while he's fucking my face, fingers in me, and then I had this bodysuit on, and I'm like, is he ever going to undo the snaps? And he was just pushing it to the side and getting in there. And then I think the one, you know, and a lot of, you know, hands on my throat, just grabbing me, physically moving me wherever he wants me on that bed. I mean, and so fast and so strong, like, I don't even know. I mean, you don't see it coming. Like, literally, there's some points where I'm like, how did he do that? I went from one side of the bed to the other in like 0.5 seconds. And literally nothing was on the ground when I move from A to B. I mean, like he just would whip me over and move me so fast. I didn't know what was coming. And it was so fucking hot. I mean, just fucking me hard, telling me to put my fingers in my pussy and fuck myself with them. And then, you know, oh God. And I was just like, hot damn. What? Yes. You know, like I was literally just coming in my pants the whole time. I mean, I couldn't even, or coming in my bodysuit. I just couldn't even stand it. That's the kind of shit that, you know, when he's in that mode and he's doing that, I fucking love it. And, you know, I would say that of anybody that I'm with, the bandwidth of the stuff that we do, you know, it's so wide, and it really just, you never know what kind of a sexual encounter you're going to have when you're with him. And so for me, I kind of love to hate that. Because sometimes I'm like, you know, like with that last night that we were there, I was just like, I want more of this. And, you know, and then subsequently he says, well, you know, I was holding back, you know, because we'd had a heated discussion. I'm sure there was some underlying, you know, anger or pissed offness or whatever. And so he didn't want that to, he was probably channeling some of that aggression. I mean, he definitely was, but he was trying not to go too far with it. And I'm like, God damn it. Just, you know, my big bugaboo is just push me, you know, just fucking push me. You have to push me. I don't know how far, I don't know where my breaking point is. Just find it. You know, I don't know. And maybe that's unfair, but you know, that's what I'm really wanting. And, you know, I think it was the first time I saw him where he was aggressive because of what, you know, the scenario we just come out of, which was talking about some, you know, stuff and getting, you know, pushing each other's buttons a little bit. And he kind of just tapped into that. And I liked it. I fucking loved it. I didn't just like it. I loved it. So anyway, that would be the biggest memory there. But just the physical aspect, the dominant aspect, you know, the strength, like, oh shit. Like I've always known this. I mean, you know, he's so much bigger than me. You know, like if I really pissed this guy off, I could be in trouble if he wasn't the kind of person that had enough self-restraint, which he does, which, you know, that's great. But it's kind of exciting too. Like knowing, like, you know what I mean? Like you could really go too far. And I'm always kind of secretly kind of trying to. I don't know. It's just that's my hand on the hot stove thing. Like with him, I know he's a hot stove. I know that you could just crank that thing up and you'd be in trouble. And why am I always pushing to want to get in trouble? I don't know. But it's like I am. I can't help it. He brings that out in me more than anybody. He just brings that out in me. So then I think... Then the third visit that I had with him that summer was, again, you know, it's like every time I see him, there's just different stuff and at, you know, different undertones, different things going on. And this I did something I said I'd never do. I took pictures and video, and I'm just begging and hoping that he deletes that shit. I always said, like, I won't do that. I don't want anybody to have any type of sex video of me, but we did, and different little snippets and, you know, and some pictures and stuff. Well, this one picture that he took was of me tied up with where, you know, we did some rope play and his hands on my throat. It's fucking hot. I mean, I was like, good picture, you know, like, good job. You know, I mean, like, I would give him girl credit for that. Like, you really got the, you know, the lighting looks good. I mean, like, he just snapped a good picture. So that I kind of, I love having that. I love having that. And in the video, it's interesting because, like, it's weird. The sex, we have, you know, some of the little sex videos. Those are hot. But my favorite one is this, just, I was blindfolded. So first of all, I couldn't see, you know, what he was videoing. And actually, I don't even know how he got into my phone. I got to ask him how he did that. Somehow, you know, I have a password on my phone. He's using my phone because I said, well, you know, use my phone. But then he never had to ask me for the password. So I wasn't really sure that he, you know, since I was blindfolded, I didn't really know until after the fact that he'd gotten in there. I'm like, how did you get in there? Anyway, to this day, I still don't know. However, my favorite video is where I'm laying there and he's kind of just touching me. I still have my underwear on. He's just touching me. He's touching my pussy. He's kind of, you know, putting his fingers in, just kind of moving his hands around or his hand around. And I'm just dying to touch myself. And so I'm trying to kind of like reach down, like I think I'm sneaking. I'm blindfolded, right? I can't tell his vantage point. I don't know where he is or what he's looking at. And so I try to put my hand down because I'm trying to, you know, try to touch myself. And he just kind of like, you know, he keeps not letting me do it. And he catches this one moment where he reaches down and he's like really kind of gently, like, you know, moving my hand away. And then I kind of go back and then, you know, and he just does it again. Like he's, you know, he's like, no, you know, I'm not gonna let you do that. You don't have my permission to do that. And I like hands. Everybody, you know, anybody that's followed me long enough knows the hand porn, like a man's hands on me, bigger. They're so much bigger. It makes me wet my panties. I don't know. It's what little quirk I have. I just like hands. A man's hands just get me going. And he has my hand in his hand. And just even just the contrast of the size of his hands in my hands and in my hand, and then the size of his hand, like just over my pubic area. It's like, damn. I mean, it's covering like 50%, you know, I mean, of between my, you know, like right there in the middle of my legs. First of all, yeah, I mean, it's just massive. It's just this massive hand. And, you know, like, and just like looking down on, you know, my pelvic area, it looks so small compared to that big old hand, that big man hand. I love it. Oh, so like guys would be jacking off to the actual, like, you know, of course there's like, you see some of the videos, you know, of course it's penis to vagina, like you see it going in and out and all that stuff. I'm just like, oh no, I like that. My favorite's the little hand porn one. Like I can watch that. And get, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm ready to masturbate. Oh, anyway. But the rope plays in the videos and the photos, that was the rope play wasn't new, but the videos and the photos were, and the rope play was really fun. And I liked the way I was tied up, and it just, you know, it felt really good. And it also was cool because he could grab the breast harness, you know, while he was videoing and, you know, move me around and just, you know, fuck me really hard while he was grabbing that. And, of course, you know, tits are flopping all over the place. it's like a little homemade porno. I think it was the first night. It started out really kind of soft and sensual, and, you know, a lot of just touching and kissing and, you know, which of course gets me going. That's, I mean, I'm a girl, fucking love that stuff. Eye contact, it was intense, you know. That was the first night, because it was kind of like, you know, we hadn't seen each other in a while. So at first it was real slow, and then, boy, he just flipped a switch. And again, literally with just moving me around on the bed and his hand on my throat and just some of the shit he was saying, I was just like, speechless, like literally. I mean, and that's when I get into that really quiet, just sensory overload mode. And all I can focus on is him and his voice, and then all of this hyperstimulation just flooding in. It's like opening a dam, you know, and a floodgate, and it just comes pouring in, and it's amazing. I mean, I love it. I mean, I just absolutely love it and miss it when I don't have it and crave it. It's so intense. And again, it's just something, you know, I never knew that aspect of myself and that sex could be like that. And yeah. So that's the, you know, that was kind of our summation of the third trip. Now the fourth trip, there was a lot of face fucking. And I love that. That started on the second trip, and that really kind of kicked off on the second trip. And it just stayed, you know, stayed going on the third and the fourth, but really a lot of it, more of it on the fourth. What switched on the fourth trip was there was more of me being the dirty little slut servicing, you know, at his disposal, which I love, and more of the face fucking, and then teasing. There was a lot of teasing and denying me. He switched into that mode, and I'll tell you what, that's a new little chapter. So I'm still wrestling with that, grappling with that a little bit in my head. First of all, I like the fact that he makes me come over and over and over again. Like, because when we have, you know, when we have sex, it's usually a long time. I mean, hours. If it's, you know, just really just to go 1 hour is, that would be short. I mean, we go at it. And, oh, that reminds me, I did forget about one thing. Now I got to tell it right now before I forget. I got really aggressive. I think it was on the third trip I felt like I just wanted him to just literally just tear my ass up. And And I don't mean ass figuratively. I mean literally tear my ass up. And he did. And I mean, and I was egging him on. I'm like, I was just telling him, just fuck my ass. I want you to fuck my ass so hard. And he had his fingers in me. And then first it was fingers. And then it was, it was a lot of fingers. It was not a fist. But I mean, I was filled. My ass was full of cock. My vagina, my pussy is full of fingers. I mean, literally, like, there was some, afterwards, everything was very, it was torn up, everything. And then I had my Hitachi going at the same time while his fingers are in me. And he's got big hands. So these aren't small little fingers. And I think there was like three fingers in me. I just felt like I was stuffed. And, and then a big cock in my ass. And I mean, and then the Hitachi, and it was rough and aggressive. I came and came and came. I couldn't stand it. Now, that's something you can't do that every day because you need some downtime after that. I remember telling him too, I was like, listen, I know I believe me, I egged that on. I encouraged it. I wanted every second of it. But that my ass is torn up. I mean, afterwards I was like, whoa. Yep. I got ass fucked big time. But I loved it. I loved it. I mean, it's definitely on my list. Now, back to the tease and denial. So he moves into this last time we were together, it just was like, more about fucking my face and then not letting me come. And the thing is, since this whole face fucking thing has started, I love it. I mean, it turns me on big time. I get so wet and so fucking horny. I mean, I'm ready. I'm just dying to come. Dying. So he would use the Hitachi on me or let me use the Hitachi while he's fucking my face. And he'd say, he could tell when I'm getting close. And he's like, better not come. And he's like, don't come. And he wouldn't let me come. And then I started begging. I'm like, please, I need to, he's like, no. He wouldn't let me. And I was angry, miserable, desperate, turned on, and horny all at the same time. And literally, I'm not kidding. This is no joke. After going like that, because I don't like I don't like my orgasms fucked with. I like to have a lot of them because I can and I want to. And so when he wasn't letting me do it, you go on like this for an hour and I mean, I'm just dying. I was like begging. I'm not kidding you. I felt so desperate and, and of course I'm thinking like, okay, just do it anyway. But I didn't because he told me not to. Now that is big for me because normally I'm pretty defiant. I will do whatever the fuck I want. But I didn't because he told me not to. And that just, while that, it, again, like I said, all these emotions, I'm pissed. I'm needy. I'm greedy. I'm dying. I want to come so bad. But I'm letting him be in control of my orgasms. I'm letting him fucking control my orgasms. It was hot. I don't want to do that all the time, though. I couldn't be like that all the time. No, I like my multiples, but it was pretty fucking hot. And God, and then he kept, and so, and I'm, while I'm doing this and, and sucking his cock and stroking his cock. So if I'm getting really close and, I'm getting really close and I get distracted and I stop, he's telling me, you better, don't stop fucking stroking that cock. You better, and he's not saying it nice either. He's telling me, pay attention, on what, you know, on what's going on here and what you're supposed to be doing. And that is, you're going to make me come and you're not going to come, you know? And I'm like, oh my God. Like I said, literally at one point, I almost thought I might cry. I literally might cry. I'm so desperate. And then when I finally did come, oh my God, I was shaking so bad. Like I couldn't even, like my body was limp. I couldn't even lift my head up for several seconds, quite a while. I mean, I was just like, everything was just from head to toe, like shaking. Yeah, it was pretty intense. So I just keep getting to different places with him. It's weird. I mean, I love it, but it's weird. My body's doing things like reacting in ways I just, there's, you know, it's, I'm uncovering levels and things about myself sexually I just had no idea were in there. It's pretty hot. Then we went to a sex store because I wanted to get a new butt plug. Because if you remember that time, that from the first trip at the beginning of the summer, I'm sure I mentioned this in a podcast where we were using for the first time I was using a butt plug. Well, I got a really, really small one, and the little stem on it was super small. And then the little jewel part was really small. Well, he had me in some spread wide open kind of compromising positions, and it actually, oh my God, I'm pretty sure I told this. If I didn't, I'm going to be telling it now. The stem went inside me. And when we were done having sex and I got up to go to the bathroom, I forgot the butt plug was even in there. And then I'm sitting down, I'm like, wait a minute, where is my butt plug? It is up inside me. I had to that's a weird angle. Now, imagine this. Sorry, people. I know this is graphic. Imagine you're trying to stick your fingers up in your butt while you're squatting on the toilet or sitting on the toilet. That's a weird angle. You can't quite get the, you know, angle. I was kind of stretching and reaching. It's a good thing I'm flexible. At one point, I almost thought, I'm going to literally have to call him in here and say, you need to fish this thing out of me. But fortunately, I was able to get a hold of it and pull it out. So fast forward to our last fall trip. And when we went, I said, I told him, I go, I want to get another butt plug, but I got to make sure that what's on the outside is too big to go into I don't have a big stretched out asshole. Let's just say that for the record. Okay. I know what you're thinking, people. No, it's not the case, but I had to get a new one. So I finally did. And when I put it in, we were having sex with it. I was just like, I want you to fuck me from behind. Fuck me from behind with this thing in. Oh my God. I mean, I can drool just thinking about it. It felt so good. That's only my second butt plug experience, but it was was the fucking best one. That was a standout. I mean, oh my God, it felt so good. And I came when he was fucking me from behind, and then I literally came as he was coming, and I could feel him, you know, I can feel his cock pulsing. It made me come. I didn't even know I was going to come again. It made me come again on him. It was amazing. And he whipped me around onto my back for that portion, but holy shit. It just, the pressure that it adds, and then it presses his cock even more on my G-spot. It just, ugh. Yeah. I mean, I'm a butt plug lover. What can I say? There's a new discovery. Butt plugs, who knew? They're fucking fabulous. If you don't have one, ladies, try one, get one. Just be careful about those extra small ones, because if somebody's really, if you're being whipped around and your legs are wide open and stretched and moved and pulled and one's up over here and one's over there, you know, you can actually get into an angle where you're, I guess, relaxed enough that, or pulled, stretched open enough that it could actually kind of poop, kind of sink down in there. I didn't feel it when I was having sex, but when I got up and I'm like, oh, where's my butt plug? At first I thought it came out. Well, no, it was still in me. So there we go. Hey, I'm here. I'm here to experiment, socially experiment with my own body for your protection. You're welcome. All right. So I think that kind of recaps my summer adventures. Of course, there's a lot more in there because, you know, he and I, literally when we're together, we have sex minimum once a day, sometimes twice a day. I mean, I like to have it as much as I can. It's too bad that he needs sleep because I would keep going. I mean, I like fucking. So anyway, that was my cowboy-in summer/fall of fun encounters. As you can see, there would have been way too much to write about. Although I probably would have been much more detailed about what I specifically got into, but I think I did a good job covering it here. All right. Thanks, guys. And keep listening because there's more coming. I'm really going to got some interviews and some more podcasts coming very soon. I'm going to do my best to crank things out as fast as I can. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.